Kuf Tadi Vav Sif Gimel Shlosha Sheachol Ke Echad.
I'm sorry, what page were you on?
199. It is about as close to 200 as it could be on 200 without being on 200, right? Which will be tomorrow or today. But okay, so three people are eating together. Echad Nizr Mipasa Vikachav Miechad Nizr. One is Makron Pasa Sar, the other is not. O Echad Mim Kohen Vilchal Chalos, and there one is a Kohen and he'll eat Chala. Right. Apish also shenizer ain't yachal lechol, imoso she ain't a nizer leishal makoyin. So even though the pas Yisrael guy can't eat the bread of the non-pas Yisrael guy, and the Yisrael can't eat the true the challah of that the kohen has, he even right. And again, this is even could be mivizman hazeh. Right. This right. We'll see by Pesach. There's all sorts of halachas about how to deal with challah and what to do. Right, we'll see Shabbos and Lachs Achala. Right, so in this case, given Shaos, so Shane Nizer, Yachalachal im Hanizer. Given Shaos, so Shane Nizer, Yachalachal im Hanizer. Kohen Am Yisrael. So in this case, you can have the Pas Yisrael, the non Pas Yisrael guy could eat the Pas Yisrael guy's bread. And the Kohen could eat the Yisrael's bread. So there is this Tziruf, even though it doesn't go with both ways, but. Right, so mitzdarf and they can join together for a zimun. Now we'll see who has to lead the benching. Avlim haya kahanim mizar ochlin keechad. Va'kohanim ochlin chalav and nizar mipas shel oved kochavim. Va'zar ochol pas shel oved kochavim. Einon mitzdarfin. So, but if you have the case, you have a kahanim mizar ochlin keechad. Va'kohanim ochlin chalav. Right, that they eat chalav. Right, and they're makbid on pas Yisrael. And the Tzar, who eats, is not Makbid on Pas Yisrael, and a Mitzdarfin, because he can't join them, because the Kohen is eating Challah, and they can't join him, because he's not eating Pas Yisrael. So then they don't join. But who adin, l'shloshim mudar mizeh mizeh, shem Mitzdarfin the Zimun. Okay, so the Challah part is not so nogeh today, the Pas Yisrael part is not a problem.
Right? This is one directional.
As long as it's one directional, right, the three that are mudur mzeh mizeh is not so common today, I don't think. Right, v'dafka kishkol achad ochel mikar, you're eating your own bread. Alim ochel mikikar bala bais mitzdarfin ta ochel mikikar echad. If they're all eating from the bala bais's bread, right, he made sure that it's all pas Yisrael and it's not challah. But okay,
like,
so
like you know when everyone brings their own food. So.
But we're gonna yeah.
So like at.
Right. So right. I'm not eating your matzah, but you probably eat my matzah. Right. But we'll see the bigger issue is milchik and fleishik stuff. Right. That's the more common occurrence.
Milchik, I can eat
fleishik. Well, right. So that's right. There's a one way avenue that's available. Okay. So let's go to Zion. It's Darfin. Apish kolachad olcha mikikar. Even though they're all eating from their own bread, they all brought their own sandwiches. Right, and the Kohen sandwich is a challah sandwich, right? That, or one's a pas Yisrael, one's not a pas Yisrael, right? And they're all eating for their own bread, so you know, ain't a mitzdarfin. Should call it siraf lezimun, ain't a kishem yichol lehischaber yachad ba'achilas lechol lechem echad. Right, zimun means that there is a kviyas together, and not only is there a kviyas together, but they could actually share the same food if need be. Right, lehischaber yachad ba'achilas lechol lechem echad. And here, I'm not touching your bread, you're not touching my bread, right? Okay, so that's a problem. And then he says, L'shlosha shemudarim, three people who make nidarim not to have hanah from the other person's bread. So if you can't have hanah from his bread, he can't eat his bread, he can't want to eat your bread, and so it's a problem. So now, but it has to be all three, because if I can eat his bread, the third guy, and the other guy can eat the third guy, so fine. So they all can be mitzdarif through the third guy. Right, so he says, test the shloshes shemudarim bein shekolachem mudur mechavero, bein sheachem mudur mehashnayim vehashnayim imenu. Right, whether he, you know, it doesn't make a difference how it's set up, just that they can't eat from each other. Da'akoponim also echein yachalachal mishalahem vehim mishalo. Right, there is at least one person who cannot join in at all. Lakachim etzdarfim. Right, so that's what he sets the case up. Is that one guy? It doesn't have to be all three are usher to each other. But if one guy can't join them and they can't join him, so that's a problem. Right? If two guys are said, I'm not getting hanah from the third guy, but the third guy has no issue of getting hana from them. So vadim right? So again, the simple case: if you have a way, halachic way, that one guy could join the other two, or you know, or two can join the one, right? Then that is fine.
Do your license plate end with an NKE? What?
Could be.
Okay. Do you mind if I close the door?
Oh, it's open?
The side door.
Yeah, please.
What is that, yours?
Well? Oh.
It's not baby inside, man.
And someone else's minivan. We'll be happy to have the door closed. Okay. Kasva poskim. Dehua din kishe echad achal chalav o gvina vashnayim basar. So two people ate meat, one guy ate milk. It's darfin sha'ochal gvina harayachal echal malachmam. He can eat their bread, apishu maluchlech basar, even though it's meaty bread, right? Imi kaneach piv yadichena, right? It's not a complicated fix. He just has to rinse his mouth out, right? Then he can switch over to fleishiks, right? Wash his hands, wash his mouth out. V'haminig sha'ochal gvina hu hamavarech berachas hazimun b'loy lahapach. And the minig is that the cheese guy, right, he would lead the benching. Shuha garm lazimun, because he's the guy who allows the Zimun. They can't join in with him, so they're sort of, if it's up to them, they're stuck. They can't eat cheesy bread at that point. Now, lest you say, like, how are they having, he's not supposed to have cheesy bread, he's not supposed to have meat bread, he's not supposed to have either of those, right? So what's the case, Jimmy? Knowing all your, everything you know about, lechem, dairy lechem?
You can make milk bread.
Yeah, how do you do that? Right, so there are ways. There's a few ways to eat milchic bread, right? One, meaning, it used to be for years, the Chavke gave a hechsher on Arnold's bread that was milchic and other similar type breads. You're looking perplexed. Yeah,
no, we had that issue recently, don't you remember?
No, we had with the Bingos or the Bamba bread. Right.
Bilbo,
yeah.
Bimbo. It's like Bob. No, they're the ones who own all the panels now.
Right.
We saw it. Remember Shen sent it to you? It was an OUD on one of the breads. And we asked Rabbi Gutterman or somebody over the OU, and they just said, what did they say? What?
Probably DE.
No.
There again, so let's take the classic case of an English muffin. So English muffins have some milchic in there. So the question is whether the milchic stuff is bubble or not. But you're allowed to eat milchic bread if it's bread that's small enough to eat in one meal. Our concern is that you're going to go take the milchic bread and you're going to go ahead and save it for another meal. And since it's bread is bread, you're not going to notice the big, you know, that it was laced with milchics, right? Baked with milchics, right? Or if it's small enough, if it's unique enough, right? The shape is unique that people know, a croissant, for example, maybe people always wonder if it's milchic or not. Or if it's got a simen on it, not on the wrapper. It's got to be simen, like, you know, dairy written on.
Really? Isn't that explicit?
It's got to be, something that, again, if it's a unique shape, so that's something else. I mean, they make a gzera and things like that.
Well,
but if
a croissant isn't, that means that the all croissants are milk?
No.
Oh, okay, so that's not a good enough shape.
No, that probably is not, right? The English muffin is a very unique shape.
Yeah, but is English muffin really bread?
Yeah, it's a mozi.
Oh, really? It's not, I thought it was a subject.
No. I mean, for those who want to make an English muffin sandwich and make a mizonos, it's a suffix, I'm sure.
So the verb is that bread is, it's sliced bread, you're saying? So each piece is like a small piece?
No, it has to be a small roll.
What about each slice?
No, that wouldn't work. So there are hechatimses for a person to have milchic bread, and I guess fleishik bread for that matter, right? And again, fleishik bread is not so much, and milchic bread is also not so much of a concern, because here we're talking about it could be part of bread, but once it joined the suda, it became milchic. And so there's a lot of ways where you could have this situation.
Can we hold that if it was at that fleishik suda became, has the din of fleishik?
You have to be careful. I mean, it's one of my wife's, chumras, make sure that bread gets out of there before the meat comes there.
Right.
But if you do spend a lot of time at a meal, you will watch how the chalent passes over the bread and how, this person, ends up taking a piece of bread with their hands dirty. Especially with kids, everything's possible. Okay. Avalim ochel gvina kasha. Einon mitzdarfin. Sheha minig achshav shalachal basrach gvina kasha. Aide kinuch v'adach. Right? So again, we do have you know, the hard cheese issue. This shows up again in Hilchos Shavuos. Right? And if it's hard cheese, then you can't just rinse your mouth out and join the other guy. We treat hard cheese like we treat meat. Then you have to wait 6 hours after hard cheese. Now, hard cheese today, the most common, there's not a lot that's on the market that you got to go to specialty kosher stores or whatever. But Parmesan and Romano are the two that are available in the salt, you know, in the pouring shaker.
The fact that it's crumbly doesn't make anything.
No. If you want to know that it's hard cheese, if you ever feel a block of Parmesan.
I've never seen a block of Parmesan.
I've seen it. It's like a rock. You know, you take a, you know, let's say a thing of a little
cheddar.
Round thing of cheddar or Munster or whatever.
Break it.
You can break, not only can you break it, but in a package, you can just squeeze, you can squeeze it.
Yeah.
Parmesan, it's like a rock. It's like a rock, right? And there are maybe some Swiss cheeses, the big Swiss cheeses, but for the most part, the stuff that we have in the commercial stuff today, the Munster and the American for sure, but mozzarella and cheddar and whatever, it's all not a problem. But if you have a case of guy in Parmesan, now there are different issues with Parmesan. So for example, there is a shita that holds that if it's melted Parmesan, right?
That's okay.
You know, then we don't really pass it like that. Most folks will don't pass it like that. In that case, yeah, Yehuda, right? But right, they still say you have to wait 6 hours. But there is such a shita that some people do rely on, right?
Yeah.
And it's only really not gay if you put Parmesan on top of pizza or something, you baked it in the oven. Right? I think pouring it on your hot pizza is not enough. And the reason is because hard cheese is considered is considered like meat. It's going to get stuck in your teeth. It's, you know, it's going to linger around. Miyoyu has a whole list of, they always publish it around Shavuos time about what hard cheeses are. And you go through the list, you won't recognize most of the cheeses.
Start. Cases Emmental, Swiss
what?
Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese.
Cheese that is aged for 6 months, or cheese that
right.
has natural holes in it.
That's considered
Swiss
already.
Swiss cheese. That's what
yeah,
it says.
I
the shach and the
they, I don't think they mean the stuff you find in the packages.
The slices.
No.
The Swiss cheese is usually when you buy the block.
So
you drill
shook all the stuff
yeah.
there.
Right. My
yeah,
mother
they have everything.
My mother Lashem used to have that in her store. She would have the big blocks of cheese and she'd slice. Various cheeses, and some were definitely harder to slice. Okay, now, then we go to Vechemi Rosh Chodesh at Tisha B'Av. From Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, we have Yeshua, he says, She'ein Ochen Basar Rak B'Sud this Mitzvah. Jimmy, we're only, what happened? Only missed it by a week.
Yeah, maybe you should make a siyum every night so we can have fleshings.
Maybe.
Actually, it says sharp cheddar, medium and sharp cheddar.
Okay.
Mild cheddar's okay. But
now you see again, what does that mean? It's not the commercial. The small individual package stuff.
I think you
right?
got medium cheddar. I think I've seen it. Yeah, whatever.
Okay, anyway. Rosh Chodesh at Tisha B'Av. She'ein ochen basar rak besudas mitzvah. B'yeshin izarin gam bazeh. Lochen rak machal echalo. K'moshkosim tafkof n'alde. Those who won't eat meat even during the 9 days, even for a simcha. Right? Oh, such an izarin basar. The ochen chalav aim it starfin im ochle basar. There are ain yachon lechel zaim ze. Elim kin ochle kazayas pas kodim sho ochle basar schilu lechel basar. Okay, before we get to that last exception, so, right, the guy, again, you have to look, can I join you? Can you join me? Right? If we have a way that can work, right? So, you know, you're eating your fleshic stuff out of bris. And I don't eat fleshic stuff out of bris. More than once I've asked, right, sometimes making everything shvo shechalbo, right, as we said, eating meat out of siyum, depending what it was. Moshe had a chumra not to eat it after vav or from vav till the end.
Even out of siyum?
Yeah. Right? So if you're makbid not to eat it, so then you can't join in the zimun. Now he says, unless you do the following, so now they're starting a meal together, but before these guys ate any meat, all they did was eat a slice of rye bread, so they could technically bench at that point, right? Why be baser v'lo b'cholav? Right, right. The bread didn't have any meat or milk. Shizem etzarf is kulam. Shikulam yachol lechol melachmo. Right. If there is a guy who's not eating milk or meat, right? So he's eating par of bread. He's eating par of the whole time. So then both those guys can grab his par of bread. Right? They're having, this guy's having his milk bread because he's only eating dairy, and this guy's eating flashing bread, and the other guy's just having a peanut butter sandwich. Right? So they both can join the peanut butter sandwich, the milk guy and the flashing guy.
It seems like he could be flashing as long as he just has a par of bread. I mean, this guy could have any flashing. As long as his bread is par of, pure par.
Yeah, that's fine. Technically, that right, that would be fine, right? As long as they can join someone's bread, right? Okay, so that's
so they're like pull a roll out of the freezer and put it on, put it on the table. You have to actually start eating it. Or say, okay, here we have now a roll. We'll warm it up for 2 seconds.
I guess
that's the par of roll,
right?
Crackers, whatever. Just put anything.
Right, it's not so complicated to get this going, but you will have. And again, the minig is to always make the common denominator guy do the leading of the benching. You can have my mom, Alka, two people eating a sandwich from leftover Shabbos stuff, and the other guy's eating, pizza or whatever. So the pizza guy will go ahead and lead the Zimun.
What about Cholestam? Is doing the same thing because of Tum Chumras? So Cholestam would do the same. One guy eats, one guy doesn't.
If the bread is Cholestam milk,
okay,
right? But that's not the issue. The Cholestam guy, right, you can eat the fleshy bread. See, that's what we said on that case. But if the other guy is, right, if one guy's makbid, his bread has got no dairy issues, so whatever. That definitely you can make that work somehow. Okay, Dalit. Aim is amna amisho chapach mikizayis. This is critical. We're going to see more about this later, right? The guy has to have eaten a kizayis in order to join a zimun. Right, again, we talked about this by chasen, with the chasen kala, don't eat a kizayis sometimes, right? So can you make shabbat brachas, right? You're not worried about a zima. There's always a minyan of people that are benching, right? But they're supposed to be benching with the chasen, and not he's not supposed to be a bystander. So in order to have a zimun, right, you have to have a kizayis. We'll see a kizayis of what, right? When I told you the cases where the guys are in my house, I tell them to sit down and have something. What do they have to have a kizayis of in order to join it? Okay, kuf tzadi zayin din siruf lezimun shlosha asar v'odal tzifim. Right here, we're going to get to what the guy has to actually eat. So he says shnayim shalachlu ke'echad v'gamru v'ashlishi. So two people are eating, pretty much done. Third guy rolls up there. So kol heichad yimaisi luhu midi motzi l'mecha minei. So if they brought out food to the one guy and then the other two guys could eat still. Right, they didn't say let's bench. They didn't do any of those things that would stop their meal. So mitzarpa dayu. So then they can all join. Now we saw before that the lashon that the mishnah used was mitzvah lachzer achar the shlishi guy. Right, it's a mitzvah to go chase after the guy. But if the guy is there, right, is at your table, then you're chayav to give him so he can make a zimun. Right, again, you can't have ended your meal by saying havlon v'varach. If you already made mitzarif yomar, let's say the easiest case, you wash mayim achron, which is what the Ramah is going to say. Unetilas mayim achron ka havlon v'varach dami v'ayin le'elsim kofayitas. Right, you wash mayim achronim and the guy walks in, so that's a lost opportunity. It's too late at that point, right? Because at that point you're not allowed to eat anymore. Okay, let's go to Aleph. Right, if you notice, we turn to page 200. Ubashli, she wrote Salachal Itzarif Mamazimun. He wants to eat something and join with them. So, Motzi Lamechumine, Hainish Ainim Sivayin Kalkach, right? The other two guys that finished eating are not so full. Vimhaya Mevian Lahem, Devarim Hamam Shikh, and Salev, the Knuach Sud, they would have brought some dessert. Now, this is where times have changed. Kigon peros, okay, people have fruit at the end of the meal. Chumeno pitrios, right, mushrooms and truffles. The gozalos, right, they bring them some, nice birds for dessert. Right, even if they can eat a little bit. So, and this guy eats a kazayas, so that's okay, right? You do see that the dessert styles have definitely changed over the centuries and generations. Cake and cookies was not really dessert food, right? It was fruit and gozlos, little birds. Yeah, little birds, but what is it?
Giblets.
Not giblets, but
giblets.
You know, the little things where they stuff it with whatever.
Pate, right.
Capons. Okay. Right. Little capons there for dessert. Okay, gilam. It's darf badaya. Then they can join together. The chashvin lukilu like gamru sudasan adayin. Right? It's as if their meal is not over yet. Because he brought them more food and they ate. Who should cover imahim? Right? Now, again, the lushan is di maisi lumotzi lumecho mine. Right? Doesn't mean that they actually have to bring it to them, the gozlos. Right? Just that they could eat still. Right?
Yeah, gazaks. At least the gazaks.
No, we'll see what they could eat. It doesn't really say. Not yet. So he says, who should cover imahim? So. Their meal's not done, and who should cover him? And he's sitting there with them at their table. They're at their table. So before I enchant mishpur, by kasmar mordechai duodinim echad gomer sudaso mitchila biachach po shnayim etzlo veochlan. Let's say one guy finished, and two guys come and start eating. Gam came mitzarif ba'adaya lezimun imayim mevin lo midi umotzi lemechu minei ayin sham. Right now, if you notice, both times he doesn't mention that he bring you a kazayas and you can eat a kazayas. You know, it'd be kind of hard to say that, you know, I only got room in my stomach for half a kazayas, for a raisin, right? You know, I can stomach a raisin, but not three raisins or whatever it is, or six raisins. Oh, kasev duadim b'chazalin and zirif asar lezami b'shem, same is true with 10 people. Okay, v'chayav and litain. And you're obligated to feed the guy. So here's where it gets a little tricky. This is what we saw before. Again, we saw the lashon before. It was mitzvah to get the third guy. So again, chayev is a little harsh. But that's a...
But it's at least a mitzvah.
Right? It's certainly a mitzvah. Right, now if you go back to Dobie's question, right, the second line in the top Mishnah Berurah there, you say Yechon Lechol Afilu Me'at Mehem, that you can eat a little bit. So if you look at Sharatzian Bays, right, the Rambam Shekasav Afilu Kol Shehu, right, so you don't have to eat anything because you already had your meal, but you're still continuing your meal. If you can eat a little bit, your meal continues. Okay, so V'chayav and Li Tenlo means you should try to offer him. It's a mitzvah to do so. Okay, hey, ain't a mitzvah if you mahim, right? He's not going to join if you already ended your meal. You've already ended your meal. We'll see more about that. Right, those are the rules where, again, the Havlan Nevarach, the question is whether that applies to only drinks, it applies to food, right, that you're allowed to continue. But it is clear if there was Hesach Hadas, a real Hesach Hadas, right, or certainly Mayim Achronim, right, that your meal was officially shut down. Okay, let's go to the Bir Halacha. Matzi Lemechol Minei. So, if they could have brought you something, you could have eaten something from there. Kach tzarach lomar, right, which is what we have up on top. Both of them have to be able to eat. That they can't say, I am so stuffed, you can't even give me a raisin. So, it's not so nogeya to say that neither guy can eat a raisin. Right. The only question is, one guy went and washed my macharonim, and the other guy did not. So that's what he says. Oshi siach dai to bebiru. He definitely was misiach dashlo yochel shum davar. He wasn't going to eat anymore. If he mashkas b'sim kufay test b'alachsok diber maschol b'afilu b'shem b'esmer. So Shubimela ain't a shlish yachal it starves, and then the third guy can no longer join. Umatzasi beli rabbi shagam who inside came to Dina. Elisha achraf mistapik was a katasi el rabbi. So suffik, you know, that since two of the guys are eligible, so the fact that the third guy washed, you know, maybe that's not a problem. The gears of chavizah brif shigars elu. Ilu maisile ardi loya. Mash megam ken kimosh kasavnu. Right, maisile, one guy. Achrakach matzasi b'maimer Mordechai. Shkazel l'dover baruch. Kitvarinu v'harba l'tmua l'li rabish mistap v'zayin sham. Right, he comes out that the pasha says you need both guys being in a position to eat. Right, and then we say mitzdarif b'hadayu. Right, you can join together. Hainu shechayav in b'zimun. Right, if you have the situation, they're chayav in zimun. Below Shuvashus, not Rishus at that point. I mean, obviously, if you don't bring him food and he doesn't eat, so, you know, you know, Chayav Zimun. But once you gave him to eat, and now you have three people there, you're Chayav and Zimun. Kamosh Pasim Machabish and Kufstadi Gimel, the Tolly, big Gemar Suda, it's tied to the end of the meal. Zeg Gamken Gemar Suda Mikri, right? The end of the meal, they're eating together. Or they have the potential of eating together. Kamash and Kama Poskim, the Nokta King Ladino. Udalo kashitas reini yona the ladidei hai sugi rakli nirashus, right? That it's only optional if you do this. Chaimash shabarashi achilna lachem zimun v'dao demashim harishonim the zashlish yachal the zamel letziim yedei zimun gamkein. That's assuming he ate bread, right? But if he ate bread, right? You know, he's an equal participant. They finished their meal, but they didn't finish their meal officially, and he's now sitting down eating some bread. So he can be the leader of the Zimun, right? It doesn't make a difference that he came, you know, much later into the mix. Abalim Amru, we'll do one more. Ayim Agamram Dodea Shnia Mavoeris La'el, Besim Kufayin Tesiv Av, the Hablon and Varach Gamkin Lohabi Hescha Das, the Gamlin Achila, right? We said we made a distinction whether, you know, maybe food you continue eating afterwards without a, you know, with not a problem. Mele Bakam, it's Tharfi Koshla, not Liyadain, but Maya Machorim, right? Maya Machorim is the only real. Cut off. Okay, that maybe the Havilah Nevarach is an automatic cut off anyway for this. Okay, we will stop here. Okay, David, you're back tomorrow night? You're on the phone tomorrow night, or you're going to go to shoot tomorrow night?